Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? Well, we have a lot to talk about. We got a lot of shows coming up. We got NXT tonight, Dynamite. We got two collisions. They're doing a collision gimmick this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And of course, we have Raw from last night, which was more of the build towards WrestleMania. So we're going to talk about all of that on the show today, as well as all of the news. And there's news to talk about. Vince McMahon made a public appearance. Whoop-dee-doo. And then there's other news. We got the SmackDown ratings. We got Las Vegas. They're going to do an NXT in Las Vegas after WrestleMania 41. We have got the location for that. We've also got the finals of the New Japan Cup. And that's going to be taking place, I guess, late tonight. So we'll tell you what the finals are going to be, where we think all of this is going. SmackDown ratings did very, very well, as you would expect. It was the first show with Cody following the John Cena heel turn. And I'm sure, well, we got to talk about Raw last night as well, because a few things to talk about, including the absolute inability to, I guess there is a trick that you can use to fast forward on the iPad if you're paying for commercial free and for whatever reason they have commercials, which is what happened yesterday to me. But we're going to tell you about that as well, and plenty more. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. Email f4wonline@gmail.com. I'm f4wonline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Get a Cameo! They're awesome! And add Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with Mike Sempervivi and more. Wrestling Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. There's always something that happens right when the show starts. We're trying to enroll Hanale in kindergarten, but, like, they're requiring two, like, you know, proof that you live where you live. It's like the mortgage bill. I mean, that's not enough. I might be pretend. Like, what? So I have to get, like, mortgage bill, and we also need, like, a utility bill.
Yeah.
Like, this is the mortgage statement. I live in the house at this address. I'm paying every month. Like, I'm not pretending to be outside the school district, for crying out loud. Golly, gee willikers.
Did you have to
jump at Jehoshaphat? What?
For Paisley? I mean, did you
yes.
have to? Already, so you should have known this was coming then.
Well, Kyle, you think I'd pay a bill and then, oh, you know, I'm going to just hold on to this bill. I'm gonna have a special place that I put paid bills in.
Brian, you're 50 years old. That's always been a thing.
Stop
like,
it.
Have a utility
stupid.
Bill. When you go
this
to, like,
is,
DMV, it's like they require a utility
Would you
bill.
Shut up for a second? I got to make Jeez. An announcement today.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What?
Now I can't find it. Oh, today on Observer Live is officially Shy Lurker Day. Yes, Shy Lurker said he has had a bad day, and he hopes that I can make him smile. And then you, because you're a jerk, you said, sorry to hear that, Shy Lurker, but he warned you yesterday he's not here to make you feel better. You, Mike, are just like every other nerd on the internet. That's not what I said. I said, my job is not to make the wrestlers feel better.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say anything about the listeners. Literally, my only job is to make the listeners feel better.
Then wait, why are you peeking the mic right now?
Listen, if you just want facts and stats and stuff, like, you could get a robot to replace me. I'm here to entertain you, Shy Lurker, Corey Conway, Funk Monk V1, all of you. So that's why you listen to this show every day. Now, let's talk about some news. First off, they put a bunch of autograph and photo ops on sale, I guess, for WrestleMania today. And the following photo ops/autograph sessions sold out in less than 1 hour. You can't get a ticket now. It's too late. AJ Styles, CM Punk, Cody, Julia, Jacob Fatu, Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, Liv Morgan, Penta, Rey Mysterio, Rhea Ripley, Stephanie Vaquer, The Undertaker, and Tiffany Stratton. All gone.
That's a lot of people selling out there. I mean, so I guess really what we need to talk about are the people whose tickets are still on sale.
Well, that would be that'd be Dave and I. We're still tickets available for our meet and greet and Q&A on Friday of WrestleMania weekend at noon at the Palms. We do have tickets available for that. But you know what? Just like these photo ops and these autographs, the night one watch party is sold out. The night two watch party might be sold out. There are still some tickets available for the post-WrestleMania suite parties, but there is a limit. You know, there's like a fire code or whatever. So those will sell out. And also the meet and greet and Q&A with Dave and I. I mean, you better get everything you want. Fogo de Chao, Wicked Spoon Brunch. Go up now and grab your tickets, because I know we're 6 weeks away, but if you wait longer, they're going to be gone. So the address is f4wonline.com/Vegas. That is f4wonline.com/Vegas. That has all the info on all the events, what's available, what's not available, and what you can get.
So a very smooth transition there.
Thank you.
Any of the WWE meet and greets still on sale? Like, who is still there, like, begging for a line? Who is going to be virtual in Atlantic City, in Las Vegas, Nevada, during WrestleMania weekend, just begging people to try to come up and buy an autograph?
It ain't going to be me, but I can tell you this, that Steve Austin's also sold out. And I'm not sure exactly how much everybody's autograph signings and photo ops are, but Steve Austin sold out all of the autograph spots. It is $450 just that's just for the autograph. That doesn't include the photo op. Yeah.
Man.
So anyway, if anybody wants to talk about how WWE ain't hot right now, I got news for you. I got news for you. All right, we got a lot coming up. Tonight is NXT. We have got Trick Williams, Eddie Thorpe, NXT Underground. We got Chelsea Green versus Sol Ruka for the U.S. title. Sol pinned her in a tag match. We got Ricky Saints versus Ridge Holland. And we got The Family versus their new name, The Virgin, The Driver, and The Dame. That'll be tonight on NXT.
Has Booker T uttered the word culling yet? I cannot wait for this.
Tonight's your lucky night. And then Dynamite tomorrow, we have got Moxley versus Adam Copeland in a street fight for the AEW title. We have got Mike Bailey, Orange Cassidy, Mark Davis, and Ricochet for the international title in the Eliminator 4-Way. The winner gets Kenny Omega at the pay-per-view. We have two women's matches on the same Dynamite. Mercedes Moné versus Billy Starks. Which, by the way, I guess I could go find out myself, but I'll ask the lovely folks in the chat. Is that a title match? Because Billy said she wanted to win the title this week. Mercedes offered her a match. Is it a title match? That's the question. And then we've got Megan Bain versus Chris Statlander.
I got a question.
Yes.
With her collecting belts and Billy Starks now appearing out of nowhere, I mean, she had a lot of time as a minion before she broke up with Athena. Could we see Mercedes and Athena? That seems like something that Mercedes would want to check off on the bucket list, you know, win the ROH women's title, have a match with Athena.
Okay, so apparently last week when she asked for a title match and then Mercedes offered a match, she did not offer a title match. Therefore, it is a non-title match. But we don't know if it is a title eliminator match. We'll have to wait for the graphic. Got it?
All right. If the title's not on, does Billy get a roll-up win here? Get some sort of shocking win to try to establish her and make something out of a match?
Okay, listen.
I know.
I would be astonished. Astonished if Billy beat Mercedes. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I will be astonished. All right, then we got SmackDown on Friday. We got Roman Reigns, CM Punk, and Seth Rollins all appearing on the show. We got Braun Strowman versus Jacob Fatu. Zelina Vega versus Piper Niven as Zelina tries to make her way towards a title shot against Chelsea, if Chelsea is still champion after that Sol Ruka match. Jade Cargill versus Liv Morgan. And now, then Saturday, there's actually a lot of news. So they're taping Collision Wednesday, okay? They're taping it after Dynamite. They're taping 2 hours, but the 2 hours will be split into 2 one-hour shows to air after the NBA on Saturday and Sunday. So we have Slam Dunk Saturday and Slam Dunk Sunday. So Saturday has Daniel Garcia versus Adam Cole for the TNT title with the famous stipulation, everybody is banned from ringside.
Oh, Continental Classic.
Because you see, this Tony Khan character is a maniac.
Who so we've never been introduced to, by
it's like he doesn't mind interference most of the time. But like sometimes, I don't want any interference tonight. And if you think about reality, if you were booking a pro wrestling promotion, you would want to allow interference because it helps you come up with things to book, right? And then Sunday, Hologram and Commander will be facing LFI. And in the biggest news of the week, and yes, I believe we can thank Jose the Assassin for this, as he tweeted about it immediately. Hologram and Commander, they are no longer the Lucha Stars. They've dropped that name. Thank God. And we'll tell you what they've renamed them after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Shy Lurker Day here on Wrestling Observer Live. Who is a Shy Lurker? Because he disappeared off the chat. I hope I didn't run him off. That wasn't what I was trying to do here. But anyway, as noted, they have changed the name of the Lucha Stars. Now they're Los Titanes del Air.
You said that with no enthusiasm whatsoever.
Well, I wanted to instead of saying IRA or something like that, but I decided to just, you know.
Titans of the Air?
Yeah, the Air Titans. It's like a World War I fleet.
Like Snoopy fighting the Red
Basically,
Baron?
Yeah, fighting the Red Baron.
Well, hopefully they don't put on any outfits like Top Flight did, because people melted down over that one, which I didn't think was that bad of an idea, frankly. I know people hated the pilot deal with Layla Gray and all that, but considering they had nothing else going on other than they were the Martin brothers and they did some cool stuff before one would, like, invariably get hurt, you know, I thought it was actually, like, gave them something there.
Marrones Rojos!
Wait, who? What?
You heard me. Barones Rojos. The Red Barons. That should be the heel team.
Gotcha.
Yes. I'm just coming up with ideas.
Well, give Leo Rush and Action Andretti a nickname. They have the jackets. They just need a team.
I got a nickname for them.
What do you got?
The Hedgehogs. They're both dressed as Shadow the Hedgehog. Why? I don't have any idea. You know what's funny is, like, so they've got these outfits. They're dressed. It's literally like my kids were in the Sonic the Hedgehog, and when we went to, like, the costume store for Halloween, they had outfits for children that looked exactly what these two grown men are wearing. And I was thinking about it, I thought, okay, if you guys are dressed as Sonic the Hedgehog, like, that's pretty weird. You know what I'm saying? But it's actually even more bizarre if you're not. What are you wearing? Why do you have big, puffy spikes coming out of your jackets? Can anyone explain this to me? What are they?
I don't know.
No one knows?
I don't know, but did they get them at the same place that Seth Rollins shops at?
Actually, I'd prefer their outfits to the stupid stuff he wears, because we're not supposed to take them seriously. Friday night's WWE SmackDown, 1.6 million viewers. It was down 9.8% from the previous week, but the best 18 to 49 since they moved to the USA Network last year, a 0.52. In 18 to 49, they went head-to-head with Duke versus North Carolina, which did a 0.56. So they were close at 18 to 49.
It's like the third week in a row they've actually done that number in 18 to 49. I mean, that's one thing that is not varying at all for whatever reason.
And then we've got WWE. They're going to be sticking around Vegas. We'd been told there was going to be an NXT in Vegas. We've now been told it'll be the Blue Live Theater in Vegas on Tuesday, April 22nd. It'll be the Stand and Deliver Fallout edition of the show. So, I don't really remember the NXTs after WrestleMania. Are they big shows? I mean, obviously they try and do something big for Raw after WrestleMania. But, there's that. And also I can announce that Undertaker's one-man show will be at 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific the night after WrestleMania 41. So I can confirm, and it doesn't matter anyway. Well, I guess the post-show's not sold out yet. But anyway, he won't be at our post-show.
Ah.
Yeah.
There was concern over that, I know.
Well, you know, Granny, she really loves the Undertaker, so.
Yeah, I know. Now, they're all about the late night things now. I mean, WWE, for whatever you think about them, has done a wonderful job sinking their teeth into the industry that was making their backs off of WrestleMania weekend for years. The Mark Hitchcock shows, the GCW Collective, all of those sorts of things. They made it a big wrestling festival. So how can WWE, I mean, look what they've done now with the WWE ID stuff on the Future Star show and the GCW show and all of these different things. They're figuring out a way where they can make all this stuff that has benefited from them, making it work for them. I mean, they've just done a making money hand over fist. I would believe anything that they do, you know, at this point. They now they're tied in with, who is it? Andrew Schultz, but the other one of the other comedians.
Wait, talking about this comedian, the roast of WrestleMania?
That's it. Now they got gimmicks like that going on all the time.
Yeah, they got a roast of WrestleMania coming up. I didn't write it down here, but they're going to do it. And somebody in the chat, they were like, you know, should Tom be involved? Well, you want to sink the company? Do you guys remember when Tom did that roast at one of the conventions? Well, oh, my God.
Was it him and Coughlin?
Oh, it was an atrocity. That's what it was. A flat-out atrocity.
I think Tom is already doing enough because you've noticed ever since he had that Bloodsport match where the Creed brothers, all of a sudden, their fashion sense has gone a long way.
Out the window? You're right.
Over the Filthies. I mean, when you have an American flag shirt with an eagle on it with the denim on cutoffs over it, I mean, you only get that from one guy.
Yeah, good Lord. All right, well, former CEO and chairman Vince McMahon made a rare public appearance at an NBA game. He was courtside for the Miami Heat versus New York Knicks. And he's also at the Super Bowl. Chiron for the Miami telecast of the game identified McMahon as, quote, a former wrestling promoter.
Where was that game at?
I bet he was thrilled to see that one.
Was it the Garden or in Miami?
I don't know. Who cares?
At the Garden.
Oh, so Dolan. So yeah, probably an invite from the Dolans because, you know, that's the one place where you're used to seeing Vince McMahon over the years is always courtside at the Knicks game. So, there's always a PR reason for all of these things.
We got the New Japan Cup, which airs late tonight. And we have a full card for the show. But what's important here? Well, we got El Desperado, Hiroki Goto, and Bolton Oleg against TMDK. We got Shingo and Yota Tsuji versus Evil and Kanemaru. We got the War Dogs, Gabe Kidd, Drilla Maloney, and Taiji Ishimori versus Ren Narita, Yujiro, and Sho. Naito, Hiromu, and Bushi versus Jeff Cobb, Jacob Austin Young, and Callum Newman. Do we really need another guy with three names? And then the main event, obviously, is the New Japan Cup Final. Shota Umino versus David Finlay. I am flabbergasted by the number of people that are trying to figure out who's going to win this match. I think it's patently obvious. It will be David Finlay, right?
I say that, yes.
What's wrong with Adam Summers?
What do you mean?
Why doesn't he want him to win?
He's just not a big fan of David Finlay.
He's a fan of this Shota Umino?
Well, no, not certainly in this incarnation and the way he's being pushed, but David Finlay's always been one of those guys that he finds, in his words, perfectly cromulent. Now, I think David Finlay is very good.
Excuse me, perfectly cromulent?
Perfectly cromulent.
That's what he said?
Yes, that is what he has said. He has thrown his support fully behind Gabe Kidd, believes he should be the number one foreigner in New Japan, and I can't argue that too much. I just think David Finlay, I think from a lot of people, does not get the credit he deserves. He comes in after you had Jay White, you had Kenny Omega, you had AJ Styles, you had Finn Balor. You had this long list of guys, and then, yeah. So for a lot of people who are tired of the Bullet Club and all that stuff, they look at Finlay as a poor facsimile of those guys. I disagree. I take a look at his work and how good he is, and I don't know. I think he deserves more credit than I think that he gets, although Gabe Kidd is probably going to be the future when it comes to foreigners in that company.
He's perfectly cromulent, says Dr. Rocco So 85.
Yeah.
It is a perfectly cromulent term to use, Brian. Okay, well, never really looked at that way, but what can you do?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get into
I think they put him, I would say, I guess in another way to put it, they put him in that Jeff Jarrett category. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, come on.
They put him in that category where it's like you're there, but you're not really there, and you're missing all these things, and you don't like certain things about that person. And there's people like me who I always liked Jeff Jarrett. I was a fan of a
I
guy
like Jeff
him,
Jarrett, so. But by the way, Blanchard, that's another one. And, you know, listen, I mean, I get it. People weren't into the MJF Jeff Jarrett thing, okay? I get it. You didn't like it. And, you know, to their credit, they're not going that direction at this point.
No, they got out of it well.
No, they didn't. Well, that's my point. Dropped off the face of the earth.
Well.
Just vanished.
Sometimes.
It was like, okay, people don't like it, whatever. It's like, you know, whenever I go, hey, you know, so-and-so should turn babyface or the other one is like, you know, they should have brought up Chase U to the main roster, whatever. And then people are always like, you know, it'd have a short shelf life or the people aren't going to like it. And I always think, it's fake. Okay, they don't get over, like, that's it. Beat them, and then they're released, whatever. But, like, so you don't like what they're doing with MJF and Jeff Jarrett. Okay, well, book a match and MJF beat the guy. Like, and then it's over. Instead, he just vanished. So my presumption is that he vanished for a while, and I presume he's going to show up to try to win the Owen.
I'd be fine with
I
that.
Guess.
Maybe he didn't know the Acclaim thing was going to pop up there. Not Bowens and Caster, but, you know, the trying to bring back the video game gimmick he's got going on. Maybe that's what's taken up his time. But, look, they got to Daniels, and they had to kill the legend there, and you got a little bit of Adam Page and MJF, which, you know, was fine for what you needed it to do, so... I don't know. I'm fine with the way that they dropped it as opposed to maybe doing some other things that would have drawn it out more.
No, I'll talk about this after the break. Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
See, here's the thing.
All right.
I don't like him dropping it because they drop too much. And you don't want your fans to get the idea. Why should I invest in anybody? Because they might just like, here's a good example. Okay. So, Young Bucks were the tag team champs. And, you know, as everyone is aware by now, they had a number of teams that were in line to potentially beat them for the tag team titles, one of which was the Outrunners. Okay? Now, at the time, the Outrunners were as hot as they'd ever been. Okay? And my argument was, dude, they're freaking hot right now. Have them win the tag team titles. If they cool off, who cares? Beat them. Have another team win it. It doesn't matter. It's fake. But no, they chose not to put them on the Outrunners. And, you know, then they booked the Outrunners like nerds, and now they've cooled off, and now people are like, oh, thank God they never put the titles on them. Yes. That's the wrong way to look at it. You should have struck when the iron was hot. But the point is,
this is not a...
Hold on, there's a point here.
Oh, there is?
Okay. So they decide that the Bucks are going to face Private Party. They're going to have this great match. And that's it for Private Party. They lose, whatever. Well, the match is even better than great. And Tony watches the match and he goes, my God, I'm going to put those titles on Private Party. So even though they got beat, they like are back in the title picture again. They build to the rematch. The Young Bucks, like, a performance of a lifetime. Private Party looks like the best team on earth for about 20 minutes. They win the titles. The place goes freaking haywire. It's like 2019 AEW. I mean, they went haywire. Okay? And then they did nothing with them. Nothing. They sat out there and they watched Sonic the Hedgehog and Shadow doing matches or whatever. Like, they did nothing with them, okay?
And then changed.
Then right? They had him in a feud with the Hurt Syndicate. They made him look like geeks in the lead-up. Then they made him look like geeks in the championship match. And here's the point. Where are they now? How long ago did they lose the tag team titles? They vanished off the face of the earth. They're wherever Wardlow and Britt Baker and Jungle Jack Perry and, like, Athena. I mean, you could go on and on. I know where Athena is, at least, but, like, the others are just gone. They're just gone. And remember, for a while there, Jay White was with the Guns, and it was like a hot act and everything like that? Yeah. And then the Guns just disappeared. They were gone. People were like, where the hell are the Guns at? And now it's like, we got to watch Max Caster be a nerd every week. And meanwhile, where's Billy Gunn? I mean, I know where he is. He's in WWE 2K25. But like, other than that, where is the guy? I mean, where's Bowens? People just vanish. Like, how can you get into... I mean, it's like, you never know when someone's going to just disappear. Like, so no, I don't like that...
It's life, buddy.
We spent like 3 weeks... And it wasn't like short segments. It was an MJF segment. So him and Jared are out there for like 25 minutes, week after week after week, and then he's gone. He's gone. So no, I don't like it. Where are these people? Where did they go? Are they ever coming back? It's new. I don't know. I don't know.
You are absolutely correct about everything that you just said right there. You're right. But they did very poorly transition from Jeff Jarrett into Hangman Page and Chris Daniels. Look, I get it. You're right. You're right about everything that you said, because there's credibility issues, there's storyline issues, there's lots of issues that they have there. But, like, again, them dropping a bad storyline instead of dragging it out, I mean, two things can be true at the same time. They do need to work on that was not optimum, and yes, they need to work on these things. But, I mean, again, I get it. I get what you're saying.
He goes, MJF won the feud. He knocked him out of the ring. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't realize they'd wrapped it up. He knocked him out of the ring.
And Brian, you could keep going back to the Outrunners. Let me tell you what
where's
the issue
Tony Storm?
Is
where's Mariah May?
Let me tell you what the issue is here. You're right. You're absolutely right. Ludwig Kaiser's out there wrestling Penta yesterday, right? Now,
yeah,
for how long was Ludwig Kaiser basically a flunky?
I thought you were going to bring up that Penta was a jobber.
No. But Ludwig Kaiser was basically a flunky for Gunther for a long time, whether it was with Giovanni or just on his own. But then they kind of, like, got him out there, and he's won matches, he's lost matches, but he stood on his own. And, like, for the Outrunners, okay, they lost. Okay, well, where's their feud now? That they may not win, but they have these really competitive matches with FTR where people want to see him more and not just see the videos.
Well, yes, this is another problem entirely.
And again, but here's the thing. No, it feeds into what you were saying. And again, they have these issues, but back to dropping the Jarrett thing. Would it have been better to keep drawing it out? I mean, obviously...
No, just do a match. Just do MJF versus Jarrett.
They should have done that.
MJF beats him,
yes.
And he's gone. That's
fine. They should have done that. But with that said, in doing that, they did get a little bit out of Hangman Page bumping into MJF. They did a good job building those two up against each other. And you know, again, two of their original AEW guys, I thought their interactions were actually very good. So I'm pulling out
some
linings here.
Yes, MJF and Hangman has been awesome. But you could have still had an MJF Jarrett match and just, like, finished it off for us that sat through 77 minutes of interview time.
Or at least also a better explanation from Jarrett as to why he's walked away. And you're not going to do this to me, MJF. I found you, because he talked a little bit about, like, using the language. Like, no, you took me out of what I was in what is supposed to be my last year. And I had to go back and refocus. And I talked to Jay and I talked to Mark Briscoe and people that I'm close with. Like, that's something that they need to do, because Jeff Jarrett is a good character on that show, and I would like to see him back at some point.
All righty. Well, we should talk about this Raw show here. It's only 2 hours and 20 minutes this week. That was nice. Although 2 hours and 10 minutes of it was the John Cena promo.
And Seth.
You all talked about it yesterday on the chat. You were watching it while we did the show, but here's what I thought. I thought that John Cena did a great job. It was the same one we've heard 1,000 times. It's because of the fans. But at least in the case of John Cena, I mean, he did do the full babyface role for a decade and was booed vociferously the entire time. So in his case, I was like, all right, I got you, brother. It did go too long. It went about, I don't even know how much. I mean, he got to the point where it was like, all right, this is awesome. Let's bring out Cody. And then he kept going. And he kept going, and he kept going, and he kept going, and I was like, dude, where's Cody? And so Cody finally came out, and Cody wasn't even really mad. He's just like, I don't know who this guy is. Like, he did a good job, but, I mean, bro, he got his ear broken by the, I mean, he got turned on, and it was like a horrible thing. He should have been mad. But instead he was like, I hope this guy ain't the guy coming to Mania. I'll wipe the floor with you. I want the old John Cena. And so they got a long way to go. They got 6 weeks left. They got a lot of stuff they can do.
Oh, speaking
and
of
it wasn't
John,
bad. I thought it was good, but I didn't think it was, like, you know, people were like promo of the year. This was not promo of the year, but it was a very good, but not great follow up.
Hey, if you want to give Brussels the crowd of the year, you could do that. I noticed something when I turned Netflix on. They have the PG. Just made me think of this with Cody in his ear by Travis Scott. They actually have a warning, like on Max, it's TV-14 for AEW, and it's coarse language and violence. For Netflix, it's PG for language, violence, and substances.
Well, that's the show Travis Scott's on.
Ah.
Yeah.
I was waiting for something to happen last night.
Penta beat Ludwig Kaiser with the Made in Japan on a chair, and then he issued a challenge to Braun Breaker for the Intercontinental title.
A jobber doing that?
Yep, and I think that's a Mania match. And I'd it's hard because, like, I'd put the title on Penta, but Phoenix is back at any time. And obviously, I think they would be stronger as a team than Penta as a single, but we'll find out. We'll find out. We had a Judgment Day meeting where this idiot Dom asked Finn if Penta could join the group. Finn's like, what are you talking about?
I like that Dom. I like this Dom. I do.
He's great. We had Dakota Kai beating Ivy Nile. Presumably, she'll be in line for probably Lyra's title. We had the Adam Pearce contract signing with Bianca and Io. And this was flat out silly. Although, to be fair, what happened was Io signed, Bianca signed, the contract is binding. But then Rhea showed up, attacked both of them, signed a contract that her name isn't on, and left. Okay? Now, this is like a WCW angle. However, the announcers made it clear, and Adam Pearce made it clear, that's not how it works. It's not binding. You're not in the match. She's insisting she is. And so I think she's just going to keep causing trouble until both of the other women demand that she gets added to the match. But this was a very,
unbreakable table type of segment.
I'm more talking about how Rhea was, like, heelish. Like, she was irritating. You can't just steal the contract and put your, like, she was a sore loser, and I don't know. I thought it was weird.
I think the only baby face in this whole thing truly
is Io. Of course. We had Jey Uso beating Theory. Then he tried a dive, but, like, his footing was off, and he bailed at the last second. It's called a balk in gymnastics. Bad idea. It's how you kill yourself. And then he got attacked by Gunther, but this week he actually got the better of him. He posted him, posed with the title, and hey, at least he didn't get choked out again. He can get choked out again next week, I guess.
It's either chokeouts or, yeah, low bridges, I guess.
Ray and Dragon Lee beat the Creeds, and then afterwards that goofy luchador in the American-made mask hit the ring, laid out the baby faces.
Grande Americana.
This week, Cole knows who this man is.
They should actually have three of them. Venti Americano, Grande Americano, and then Tall Americano.
They should.
And then a Mini Americano. God, yeah. Great.
If they could trademark it in some way.
Who is there any, who's the top little person wrestler out there right now? Who would be a great mini that could come in and be there as a Mini Americano?
Probably still Masquerita Sagrada, to be honest. I mean, Seth came out for a promo. Everyone's saying his stupid, idiotic song. He's out there for an hour to just say, I'll also be on SmackDown.
It felt like an
hour. I was like, you wasted all my time for that? And then he begs the crowd to sing his song on the way back up the ramp. And at that point, they're like, sing your own song. And then, you know, some of them start singing and, you know, whatever. We had main event was Braun Breaker, Finn Balor for the Intercontinental title. And it is a good match. And my takeaway is, what's going on with these spears? Was Braun Breaker just, like, being nice to veteran Finn Balor and veteran Carlito? Because he did the nicest, easiest spear I've ever seen. And you know what he is not known for? Nice, easy spears. He usually murders people. But he did not murder these two men. So I don't know if someone told him, like, all right, time to chill out on the spears, brother. Or if he just was like, I like these two guys. I'm gonna take it easy. But then he had a stare down with Penta, and that's a title match. So funny that such a job guy is getting a championship match at WrestleMania against Braun Breaker. It's crazy.
I think when you got a crowd like that, yeah, I think those vets just go, okay, kid, it's all right. Just put it in there softly. Nobody will notice.
Yeah, maybe you can defend it on main event. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k?
Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I have breaking news, so to speak. Yeah. So I got a message. I got a DM on my X. And last night during the Braun Breaker match, he hit that top rope Frankensteiner. And we were talking about how Michael Cole starts screaming, "Pat McAfee calls that the Frankensteiner!" We were like, where have you been for 30 years, you idiot? Well, as it turns out, somebody messaged me, and they said, he actually said, Pat McAfee calls it the either the Breakersteiner or the Breakensteiner for Braun Breaker. So during the break, I did go back and listen. And I guess I must apologize to that idiot, Michael Cole. I think he actually did say, like, Breakensteiner. But the problem was, that frickin' crowd was, like, insanely loud. And so, I mean, you could hear either listening to it. But when I really listen, I think that's what they're calling it now, the Breakensteiner, or the Breakersteiner. So, I guess that's a new name for that spot off the top.
I can't wait till J.D. McDonough comes back because I'm trying to think of somebody else who would be better to take the Steiner screwdriver. I want to see him pull it out just one time, but it's got to be with somebody.
He should do it to win the title at WrestleMania.
That would be incredible. That would be incredible, but man.
They let people do the package pile driver now, so.
That's a scary move for anybody that wants to go back and look. And I tell you what, Scott Steiner's Frankensteiner was scary because he would go over, fall right on his own head, and dump you on yours too.
This person asks if Scott Steiner is going to be mad. No, only the top rope is called the Breakensteiner. You can still call the other ones a Frankensteiner. We won't take that away from the guy.
Good.
Anyway, we got to wrap it up. Later tonight, it's the Brian and Vinny Show, Season 6, Episode 17. Of Mid-South Wrestling. That's Season 6, Episode 17, Mid-South Wrestling. It's going to be awesome. Only for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com, Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. So sign up today and join the fun. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time. Happy Shia Lurker Day, Wrestling Observer Live.